The Bernard A. Zuckerman Museum of Art will include three galleries, a research center, and a sculpture pavilion. Zuckerman contributed most of the $3 million cost. The museum will house the university's permanent collection, which already includes sculpture by Zuckerman's late wife, Ruth. She's just one of the artists well represented, according to the museum's interim director, Justin Rabideau.
We also have artists mostly ranging in the 19th century American art, along with Georgia artists Lamar Dodd, Howard Finster, Artos Menabone, and Ruth Zuckerman.
Rabideau says the museum will also feature temporary exhibitions of contemporary art, reflecting what he calls a dynamic and growing campus.
And I think the museum is really going to act as a hub for that and also serve as a bridge from the community to the university in order to gather both of those audiences under a common experience.
The Zuckerman Museum should open its doors about a year from now. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.